This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated eminent lawyer Ujjwal Devrao Nikam, social worker C. Sadanandan Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla, and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain to Rajya Sabha. In a notification, the Ministry of Home Affairs informed about the decision. Mr. Nikam, who hails from Maharashtra, has served as a government counsel in the Mumbai terror attacks case. C. Sadanandan Master from Kerala has a long career in education. He has been a victim of political violence and lost both his legs. Mr. Shringla has served as an ambassador to the United States, Bangladesh and Thailand. Dr. Meenakshi Jain has served as Associate Professor of History at Gargi College, University of Delhi. The return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin tomorrow. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. IST. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. IST. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. During the journey, Shukla did 7 India-specific experiments. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said Singapore is at the heart of India's Act East policy. The External Affairs Minister also met Chairman-designate of Temasek Holdings, Teo Chi Hyan, today. Dr. Jaishankar discussed the transformation underway in India and its investment opportunities. The Election Commission has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and over 80% of the electors of the state have already submitted their enumeration forms, EF. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated date of 25th July. The EC said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on the 1st of August, the electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with the eligibility documents. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttarakhand today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said that heavy rainfall conditions will continue over parts of Uttarakhand and Rajasthan during the next 3 to 4 days. Due to active monsoon conditions in Himachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall is lashing various parts of the state. The Meteorological Department has predicted inclement weather across the state till 18th July. Meteorological Centre Shimla has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in Mandi, Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur districts for today. Here is the report.
Amid continuous monsoon rainfall in Himachal Pradesh, Morari Devi area in Mandi district recorded the highest rainfall of 130 mm in the past 24 hours. Aghar in Hamirpur district received 100 mm, while Koti in Kullu district recorded 60 mm rainfall. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, since the arrival of the southwest monsoon on 20 June, the state has witnessed 22 cloudburst incidents, 31 flash floods and 18 landslides. These monsoon-related disasters have resulted in 95 deaths, 175 people injured and 33 people still reported missing. Two national highways, NH3 and NH21, and 250 other roads are still blocked for vehicular movement in the state. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Moving on to sports, at Wimbledon 2025, world number one Jannik Sinner of Italy will face two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the men's singles final at the All England Club this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the women's singles, Iga Swiatek clinched her maiden Wimbledon title after thrashing Amanda Anisimova in a one-sided final. In cricket, hosts England will resume their second innings play against India on day 4 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.